Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 25th, 2014. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent, and it is also the Feast of the Annunciation. This is a reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Lots of things have happened early on in the Gospel of Mark. Lots of amazing and astounding things. People have been amazed at Jesus' teaching. They have been astounded by his healing ministry. They have been amazed at the authority that he carries. They have been astounded when they have witnessed the exorcism of demons and people being set free. They have been amazed and astounded. These are adjectives that describe Jesus' early ministry. But today is the first time we hear Mark tell us that Jesus was amazed. And what was amazing to Jesus? The people's unbelief. Now, when we use the word believe or unbelieve, what we typically mean by that has to do with our mental abilities, what we think about something. Like, I believe it's necessary to go to college to get a 4-year degree so that one is prepared to live a productive adult life. Or I believe that the law of gravity holds true. Or I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. Belief for us is a mental activity. But in New Testament Greek, the word that we get translated believe actually means something far more. It means to put one's trust in. And a good way to think about how to embody this trust is the same sort of trust that's necessary when we lower ourselves onto a chair. Putting our whole weight, our whole being into something, and we believe that the chair will support us. We put our trust in something enough to give our whole selves over to it. That's what the word believe means in the first century. So unbelief simply means not enough trust to give our whole selves to something. Jesus was amazed at his hometown's lack of trust. And then, at the end of today's reading, he commissions his disciples and he sends them out. He orders them to take nothing for their journey. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts. Not even to carry a change of clothes. And he said, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. And if any place will not welcome you, shake the dust off of your feet." And you know what the disciples did? They went out. They proclaimed the good news of repentance. And guess what else they did? They cast out demons and healed the sick. Why? Well, it could have something to do with the fact that they trusted in Jesus' commission enough to put their whole selves into it. to give their whole selves, their whole weight of their being, their whole heart and soul and mind and strength over to the commission that Jesus had placed on them. I wonder, how are we as the church these days amazing Jesus? Are we amazing because we're putting our whole being into the cause of the gospel? Or are we amazing because of our unbelief? Let us pray. Pour out your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.